The Jonglei State Information Minister, Nyadak John, says armed assailants suspected of crossing into the state from neighboring Greater Pibor Administrative Area attacked a cattle camp in Baidit Payam of Bor County in Jonglei State on Saturday afternoon.
Some youth came and attacked Baidit Payam, and then they went away with the cattle, and Baidit youth tried to recover the cattle back, and then it was not that easy between the both sides. And then the war broke out, and there were even casualties. They killed 3 people, and then they wounded 7 people. 4 of them were in critical condition.
Kur Ayuen, a youth leader in Bor County, says armed young men from Baidit pursued and clashed with the attackers, killing all of them.
The attackers were comprehensively handled. 5 of them were eliminated. In our official statement, we have put 4, but we later discovered the 5th person. So the 5 attackers were completely disabled, and there are no more. We had 3 people were killed on the side of Bor Council. The 5 assailants were all killed.
Ayuen confirms several people were injured in the attack and are receiving treatment.
As we speak, we have 3 people from Bor County that were wounded. We are nursing their injuries. They are being treated now in Juba. We have to do an evacuation, an emergency evacuation, because of the heaviness of their situation.
Abraham Kelang, Information Minister for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, would not confirm or deny that gunmen from his area carried out the attack. Kelang did say authorities in Jonglei and Greater Pibor are working to promote peace and end deadly cattle raids in the area.
We are working hard, and we are working hand to hand to solve these problems or any cattle raiding or attackers like what is happening in Baidit. Currently, the delegate from Bor and Lonwer Murle is currently staying in Ayot County.
For several decades, cattle raiding attacks have been common in parts of eastern Equatoria and Jonglei states, as well as the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, but the raids have become more deadly in recent times after communities acquired modern automatic rifles. Several agreements signed by leaders of the communities in recent years have not resolved the problem. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.